This is Mucho African Radio, PEI. My name is Chavez. On Mucho Radio, we amplify community voices, building bridges by sharing our stories our way, coming together, value our identity. The culture connects people. Welcome on Mucho African Radio, PEI.
Good day. My name is Raquel Smith. I'm Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. Today, I'm at the Atlantic Black Policy Conference in association with the Black Cultural Society of PEI. Today, I'll be introducing Mr. Kenny Hillar from Halifax. Welcome to Mucho African Radio PEI.
So hi, everyone. My name is Kenny Hillar. I work for a company called ProSci. We do such professional services, training, consulting, research, and change management. I lead the operations function there. I'm also the current chair of the board for United Way Halifax. And it was through that that I heard about the Atlantic Black Policy Conference and wanted to make sure that I attend. This conference did a good job of bringing people in from each of the four Atlantic provinces. Which was really good to see and learn from and hear from the other Black communities throughout the area. My experience in Atlantic Canada is fairly recent as an immigrant over the last 5 years, an immigrant from the Caribbean. But I've been continuing to learn about the historical relationships and experiences of historical Black communities in this area. So the conference did a really good job of bringing those stories and perspectives together, as well as ensuring that there was conversation and recognition that action happens both at the grassroots level in terms of community activism, community engagement, community organizations that are really trying to identify what needs to happen on the ground, make a difference. And then action also happens at the policy level. And of course, policy was the focus of this conference. And policy has to be community informed, for sure. That came up a lot, hence the focus on community engagement. And policy has to ensure that it is supporting what's happening at the grassroots level. So it really is a both and approach of policy level in interventions as well as grassroots type of work. And that's definitely one of the key things that I will be taking away from this conference. In some of the work that I do, I straddle both spheres of grassroots work as well as policy level work. So as organizations continue to grow, I believe this is only the second annual conference of this kind for Atlantic Canada. I'm not 100% sure. And, you know, I think as this conference and others like it continue to mature and realize that there is an existing, thriving, and in many respects growing, in part through immigration, a thriving community of French-speaking Black folks in Atlantic Canada. And therefore, they cannot be excluded from conversations about policy, conversations about community work and community activism and so on. So yes, at the very least, translation needs to be made available moving forward, and that will make it less of a barrier. And then that way folks can participate. There's a lot of technology that enables that. So it shouldn't present too much of a barrier for an organization to be able to do that moving forward. So translation is the bare minimum, but then also learning more about some of the specific issues or situations or, you know, barriers or what have you that folks within the French Black communities of Atlantic Canada face, so that those perspectives can be brought to the forefront as well. One of the things that came out here, I learned a new word about having a pan-Atlantic approach to Black issues, Black work, Black policy work, Black grassroots work across the region. And so having a pan-Atlantic presence via something like Mucho Radio, I think will be very, very helpful in just disseminating information. There's a lot of things happening out there in our Black communities that many folks just are not aware of. So having a space that can help to disseminate that information and just make it accessible for everyone, I think is important. And it will be crucial as well in an expansion of a radio that it recognizes and creates space for multiple Black experiences, as in folks who have been here for centuries and generations, folks who are coming in from the Caribbean, folks who are coming in from Africa, but truly a radio that represents Black experiences, regardless of origin. I think that will really go a long way in just creating that connectivity that we need to be truly pan-Atlantic.
Well, this has been an amazing show. I just want to thank you for your time today. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. I hope to see you next time on Mucho African Radio PEI.